us, Almighty God, that our joyful celebration of the resurrection feast may be reflected in our daily work and conversation. Grant this, we pray, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated.
The first lesson is from Acts chapter 4, beginning at verse 32. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of land or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as they had need. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And we're going to read Psalm 148 responsively. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord from the heavens.
Praise his name in the heights.
Praise him, all you angels of his.
Praise him, all his hosts.
Praise him, sun and moon.
Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, heaven of heavens.
And you waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
And he commanded, and they were created.
He made them stand fast forever and ever.
He gave them a law which shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth.
You see monsters in all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and fog.
Tempestuous wind doing his will.
Mountains and all hills.
Fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild beast and all cattle.
Creeping things and winged birds.
Kings of the earth and all peoples.
Princes and all rulers of the world.
Young men and maidens.
Old and young together.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
For his name only is exalted. His splendor is over earth and heaven.
He has raised up strength for his people and praise for all his loyal servants.
The children of Israel, a people who are near him. Hallelujah.
The second lesson is from 1 John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, and he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, give praise to the Lord for the blessings of heaven in God's holy word, for the word. The gospel is written in the 20th chapter of St. John. Glory to you, O Lord.
O Lord.
On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the hands, the mark of the nails, and the place my and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
We join our voices as we confess our faith in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
You may be seated. Well, grace and mercy be with each of you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. So, how many of you like reading Reader's Digest? Yeah. So, remember they had a section in there that said, "Laughter is the best medicine"? So, you'd go and you'd read these little fantastic little short stories, but you'd always come to "Laughter is the best medicine," and you'd really get a chuckle in your belly. You know, Easter is really a time of different surprises, right? It really is. So there's a story about this gentleman. He was kind of down and out, and he didn't have any money, and he's kind of in ragged clothes. And he decided, you know, I think I need to maybe knock on somebody's door and do some handiwork and get some money so I can get some food in my belly. And so he went up to this house, and he knocked on the door, and this lady opened up the door and said, "Oh, welcome." And she's in the back baking bread. And he goes, "Well, I'm homeless, and I'm looking for something to do in order that I can make some money to eat." She thought for a second. She said, "I got the perfect thing. Do you know how to paint?" "I'm a fantastic painter," he said. "I'm really good at painting. Well, good. I have a painting project for you to do. So what I'd like you to do is come through my house, and I want you to go on the back because I have this porch that needs to be painted, and there's all kinds of green paint here, and have at it. So he did. He went out back, and he started painting away and painting away, and finally he came back in the house, and he goes, "I'm finished." She said, "Well, did he do a good job?" "Well, of course. I'm a really good painter." "But you know what, lady? You don't have a Porsche back there. You have a Mercedes." Bad, right? So there was a pastor. He was trying to give a little children's message. You know, we try to do that with kids, right? Something that can help them understand things. And he was going to do something with industry and being prepared and preparation. And he was doing it on, technically, squirrels. But he didn't want to just let them know, so he said, "I tell you what, I'm going to give you hints. And when I give you a hint, and you got the answer, just raise your hand." So the first hint is this. This thing lives in a tree and eats nuts. No one raised their hand. Okay, I'll give you another hint. It's gray, and it has a long, bushy tail. Children were looking at each other going like, He goes, "Okay, I'll give you another hint. It jumps from branch to branch, it chatters, and it flips its tails when it is excited." Still no answer. So finally, this little boy kind of raises his hand slowly. You've seen that before? He's got the answer. Pastor's going like, "Whew," because I'm kind of running out of clues. The little boy said, "Well, I know the answer is Jesus, but it sure sounds like you're talking about a squirrel." All right, one more for the season of Easter. So what do you call it, an anesthetized rabbit? An ether bunny. Bad. And I know what you're thinking right now. Where is he going with all this? You know, I did a little research on this. This is the second Sunday of Easter, right? And in some traditions, they don't call it the second Sunday of Easter. What they call it is the Holy Humor Sunday. Believe it or not. The Holy Humor Sunday. You see, it builds on the good news that we celebrated last Sunday, right? Jesus was dead, now he's alive. The women went to the tomb in despair, and they came back with a lot of delight. Oh, quite a story, right? And the bottom line is, even though there's still lots of questions, he's risen. And he's risen indeed. Holy Human Sunday celebrates the fact that the resurrection of Jesus is the ultimate joke on evil and death and the devil. I like that. It is in the testament that God says in the Psalms, believe it or not, you can look this up. If you got your phone, you can Google it. Psalm 2:4. Says that God sits in the heavens and laughs. Did you even know that was in there? Unbelievable. And what does God laugh at? He laughs at the foolishness of humanity and any of the forces that try to undermine God's divine purposes. So there's a 5-year-old. I love kids because they say the darndest things, right? Art Linklater said that. I'm just dating myself when I say those things. So they said, "Please write out the Lord's Prayer." So this little 5-year-old girl, she goes, "I know that one. I know that one." And she's busy writing and writing and writing. So I said, "Do you want to read it?" "Yep." For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Not bad, huh? Close. But after Easter, after that glorious celebration, then we come to Monday dawn again, right? No more flowers because they've all faded away. No more fragrance of those beautiful smelling Easter lilies. We get back to the hustle and bustle of our work world. And we turn on the news, and what do we hear? More war and devastation and death, right? Every year. There's more illness and disease. There's more bankruptcies and there's plant closings. We just want to turn off the channel and say, hey, I just want to have joy with my family, right? All these things seem to happen following some of the best news that we've ever heard in our lives, that he's risen and he's risen indeed. Perhaps that's why in our lectionary, year after year after year after year, always on the second Sunday of Easter, is we hear that story of our gospel that we heard tonight. The disciples are up in the upper room because they're very fearful, right? Their leader was just crucified on Calvary, and they're probably going to be looking for them next. And yes, they did hear the story of the women from the tomb. Yeah, we went there and he's not there. And they're thinking, well, that's quite a story, right? But then suddenly, there's Jesus. Doors are locked, they're hiding, and there he is. Shalom. Peace be with you. How many times did he say that in our gospel text? 3 times. Shalom. I found this on the web. Peace be with you. I think if we were to put it in modern words, we'd probably say, hey guys, what you doing up here in the locked room? Or, what's up? I can about imagine, remember when you were growing up, you watched Sanford and Sons? And you remember old Sanford? He'd go, oh, this is the big one. Oh, this is the big one. I'm coming home, Elizabeth. Right? I think that's what the disciples were feeling. Holy smokes. You're the last person that we would ever think that would be here. And here you are, telling us peace be with you. The Bible says that the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And I'll bet they partied. Oh, right? Oh, partied. Absolutely. And I can guarantee you know who joined in on their party? Jesus. How many of you ever sung that hymn, Lord of the Dance? Oh, you're missing on a good one. You got to Google that one and sing it. Lord of the Dance, right? Absolutely. Lord of the Dance. I have to tell you a story behind that. Happened to be when I was on internship for the ministry. We had to go up to a retreat center. And when I got there, it was a retreat for interns with their supervisors, and it was kind of a cluster group, and we were up at a Bible camp. And when I got there, there was this supervisor. He was rather old, and I kind of prejudged him, going like, you know what, I'm really glad I got my supervisor, because my supervisor is pretty cool. I don't know if I'd like to be with this guy, because he was kind of like, hey, how you doing, kind of like, oh, how you doing? Okay. I said, well, I'm fine, and we're here for the, you know, thing. Well, we went through the retreat that day, and we came to the evening, and our guest speaker said, you know, I'd like us to close off with singing, but anybody play piano? No. All of a sudden, he raises up his hand, and now you got to see, his hands are like this, right? With age, he had arthritis. He said, I'll play. And I'm thinking, oh boy, this is going to be good. That's what I was thinking. And so what he did is he picked that song, Lord of the Dance, and he got down, and his hands just kind of went like this. And he just played, and he sang with gusto. Just like when you were playing our opening hymn today. It was like, whoa! It was like right there. And I'm going like, thank you, Jesus. You just taught this young buck to humble himself. You know, you're gonna make things happen. So that song has always stuck with me. Well, the scene changes because, you know, there's unfinished work to be done, right? Jesus came back and said, hey, I did my part, now it's your turn. And so I'm giving you disciples, here's the Holy Spirit. And you know it's about forgiveness, right? If you forgive the sins, they're forgiven. Only God can do that. And if you retain the sins, they're retained. A lot of power. And so, wow, they're like filled with the Holy Spirit now. And they're like, hey, Thomas, man, you can't believe it. We saw Jesus. Thomas is like, no, not going to believe it. Absolutely not. He gave the same answer year after year after year that we've heard it in this gospel, right? No, I'm not going to believe unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand in his side. I'm not going to believe, right? We've heard that over and over every single year. Sometimes us modern people, we want to go, you know, I've heard that story, heard that gospel. Wouldn't it be nice to have a change? You know, can't you just get it right, Thomas? Oh, that's really nice. You guys saw the Lord? Woo-hoo! That's amazing. He said he was coming back. Woo-hoo! That's great. You mean he didn't stay dead? Wow! That's incredible. No, not good old Thomas. I don't know, but can you relate to Thomas? Have there been times in your life when everybody seems to be laughing at a joke and you just didn't quite get it? Have you ever had that? It kind of goes whoop. And then later on, maybe the light bulb goes off. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, right here, Thomas is here too. In this friendly New Testament church that we call Emmanuel, where all are welcomed, right? The doors are locked. The red light is still rolling, so to speak. And suddenly here's Jesus in our midst right now. Right now. And he says to you, Thomas, come here. Put your finger here. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe. Jesus is telling you that right now. Thomas does not bother. His eyes were probably like saucers when he finally realized who Jesus was because he said, oh, my Lord and my God. You see, now Thomas was in on the joke, and he too could join the party. You know, in churches all around the world, the celebration has commenced, and there's all kinds of new celebrations that are being developed. You know, the North American Lutheran Church, the LCMC, we use a common lectionary, so for the next 7 weeks, guess what we're celebrating? Easter, right? If you go to a Bavarian church, one of their practices is after church on Easter, they come back in the afternoon. And that's where they have a time of storytelling and making practical jokes. Because they go, Jesus was the winner. In an Orthodox church, they gather Easter Mondays for stories, jokes, and anecdotes. And in a Slavic nation of Christianity, they gather and they have folk dancing. And they have a festival out in their church. Can you imagine if we did that here in Rochester? You know, let's say we got a band out here. Think outside the box and invited the community to come. Why are you guys putting that on? He's risen. He's risen indeed. We need to celebrate. There's a Latin speaker, and he calls it Russa Pascalis, which means God's joke, the Easter laugh. On this second Sunday of Easter, this holy humor Sunday, it really is a time to laugh. You know why? Because he's risen, and he's risen indeed. Amen. We join our voices as we sing, or Alleluia, sing to Jesus. Peace of the Lord be with you always. And now we'll have our offering. Thank you.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Holy God, like your first apostles, inspire us to go into the world with the message of the good news of Jesus Christ. Fill us with your Holy Spirit that we may have the words to speak of your saving grace to all who are lost, alone, or hopeless. May we share Christ with all whom we meet so the world will be transformed by your love. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you know our fears and concerns. Grant us your grace in times of anxiety and worry. Help us to cast all our cares upon you. Give us your peace that passes all human understanding, especially when we struggle with difficult situations in our lives. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Loving Lord, you are the source of all creation. You put the heavens and earth in their proper place. Bring warmth to the earth as seeds are planted and bring rain to water the ground. Provide those who work the soil with the tools and resources they need so a bountiful harvest may be reaped in the months to come. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, you are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. May we always put our complete trust in your ways. We ask that you would bring healing and wholeness to all those who are hurting. This day, we especially remember silently or aloud.
Faith.
John.
Yeah. Judy. May they know that their lives are in your eternal hands. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, Almighty God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abundant mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
I invite you to please rise.